Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshed-Arel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the need to be loved. Everyone feels this very basic, strong, natural need to be loved. We'd like to understand, where does it come from and where should it lead us? Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, we all want to be loved. And we do many things in order to be loved, in order for others to love us. Many times we do things that we don't really want to do, but we do them anyway in order for others to like us. Also, a little baby needs love in order to develop. Meaning, it's true for all ages. It doesn't necessarily have to do with a certain age. And furthermore, a person can't properly develop mentally and physically without love. So, what is this need to be loved? Why is it so basic in man? We're going through different stages of development on the degrees of the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, meaning the human level. And on each and every level, there has to be a connection and energy and a relation that corresponds to that level. And there's the same relation between the different parts, where all parts of creation develop from primeval matter, from basic matter. That suppose there was some small atom out of which everything exploded and started developing. And the connection that existed in that small body, in that small initial part, that connection exists and is kept, even though that the parts really scatter in every direction. And there's a connection between all parts of creation. And we see how the entire system, suppose, the entire cosmic system, how everything's interconnected, and that it expands and contracts and so on. And later on Earth, the vegetative, animate, and the speaking degrees, where all the forms of life, of existence, they all come as a result of connection and separation, and connection and separation again, and integrating with one another. Meaning everything comes from connection and separation. Connection and separation. And therefore, the need for connection and even more, the need for separation. Why? Because it stems from that initial, very first state where we were all a part of the same atom, even the same thought. Even before matter. And so what follows is that the need to be loved, to feel a good, a nice attitude from the environment, is something that exists as a very big need, very inner desire, that actually exists in every part of creation, and the still, and in the vegetative for sure, and in the animate, and in people, that by this everything develops. Because in the whole of creation, there's nothing else besides connection and separation. Connection and separation. And from all of this, from the entire richness of materials and so on, this is where all of life comes from. And when we're talking not about still or biological or vegetative or animate matter, but if we're talking about emotions, then first of all, emotions, they also exist in the still, the vegetative, and the animate. But if we're talking about man, then here we can especially see it. So here we really have a need for connection and separation that determines everything. All of our relationships, all of our connections, the way countries are built and governments and families and the relationships inside the family, it's all according to how much closer or further away I am from the other. How much can we come closer or move away? And to what extent do we even have to keep our distance? We even measure closer or further away. Don't come closer. I instinctively move away from someone or come closer to someone and so on. Meaning these are very subtle matters and they exist in everyone. And either consciously or subconsciously, we constantly measure them. And this is how we keep ourselves all the time in the best possible state. To be in the most comfortable state, so that this is how I'll feel in my attitude toward everything. Still, the vegetative animate and also the speaking degrees. This is how we measure and how we choose where to live, in what way, in what climate, with what people. This is how I choose my profession, everything. Of course, there are given limitations, but to the extent to which I can choose. But this is how it is. And so everything comes from the need to be loved. Because, let's say, to be loved is the need to be connected in a good and nice relationship with important factors. What do you mean important? That are important to me. Doesn't matter which. Like a baby. Why is he so connected to his mother? Because he feels that if he's connected to her, then he has everything that he needs. That she's actually the provider of warmth and milk and his comfort and everything that he has. Before I ask about the baby, I want to understand how does it work? You're saying that all life long, we come closer and further away, we keep the right distance instinctively between us. There are fields, and these fields, these relationships of rejection and attraction, plus and minus, they balance our different states, relationships, distance. We don't feel the distance between myself and the wall or between me and you, for example, but I feel how convenient and good it is for me or not. I measure everything according to my convenience. How correct or not it is that this is how I am. Maybe it's better to move a few meters away. Or, to the contrary, I feel like coming closer. So correct or incorrect, it's according to my sense of convenience. And everyone has their right and wrong and so on. How does that develop us, actually? Because actually you're saying that our entire life is around this element. It develops us toward the purpose of our existence, that we have to go back to being connected. So much so, like we were in that very first atom or first particle where we were truly as one. We have to reach it, even though that we're dispersed in the still vegetative animate and the human level and all over the galaxies and so on. Despite that, we have to reach a state where we feel completely interconnected as one body. To become like that single unit that you said, like that one atom or thought that came before matter, but how does this game lead us there, that I'm constantly measuring? I get closer, I move away, there are people that I keep my distance from, and so on. In the meantime, you don't exactly know what you're doing. These forces in nature are influencing you, and you come closer and move away, and you don't know why. You change your place, you change your luck, as it says. But a person that starts getting the correct kind of education, according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches, then he already understands the process that we all have to come to. He already understands that we have to head toward connection. He puts himself into that gradual process of connection, and in that he also starts feeling nature. How nature is influencing us, how it's working on us, how nature has developed us from the Big Bang and on and on, and that we disperse and disperse, and along with it we have reached a state. Humanity on Earth has reached a state where we have to once again start to come together, to connect ourselves, back to a state where we become as one man and one heart. And it's in terms of what a person feels. It's not that we have to start connecting the atoms again and so on. Things can stay as they are, and we can remain at a distance. But the main thing is that we'll know that in terms of how we feel towards each other, we have to feel close. This is the kind of inclination that we should have. This is called that love covers for all crimes, where the distance is the crime. Why is it that the distance is the crime? Because the distance shows us how different we are, and love shows us how love covers all crimes. How we can bridge the gaps between us, not cancel the differences, but actually above them, to cover ourselves with this one cover. And you said that if we study the correct approach to all of this, like you did from your teacher, then actually, what's the difference between someone who knows and someone who acts naturally, like myself, that I come closer, move away from things that, like you said, you don't even exactly know what you're doing. What's the difference between me, who doesn't exactly know what I'm doing, and someone who does it correctly, who understands what he's doing, who understands the grand plan of nature? Yeah, what's the difference? The difference is simple. That you, in your life, are moving around like the still, the vegetative, and the animate, that don't understand or feel the process that they're going through, even the global process. And I know the process that I'm in, and how to approach this process and participate in it consciously with understanding, and to really use my life, my existence, in order to realize the process. And then from that, I have a feeling of love that I achieve that covers all crimes, because otherwise I don't feel it. I feel that even though that we're all dispersed and that we're distant, and I know the nature of creation, of that big ego that separates us, and along with it, I feel the connection that I myself generate that covers everyone with mercy, with connection, and I feel that too. So I both feel the great gap between everyone, that this is how nature dispersed us in every which way, really the Big Bang, this grand explosion. And I also feel how I can gather everyone and feel it in my heart. Oh, we kind of dispersed, and then I reach love. Okay, so I want to go back to love. We started with a person's need to feel loved, and I'd like to ask, what does love actually fill in a person? Because we keep that law of nature. We are within the laws of nature. We're not just psychologists. Pardon me, but we have an urge for it, a need for it. Nature pushes us toward connection. We call it love. Why do we have such a strong need to be loved, to receive this love? What does it give me? What does it give a person? What does it develop in him? What does it do for him? What does it change in him? Why does he want it so much? It's a need, it's a desire that in me is empty. on the highest level, that this need, when it fills up, it gives me a feeling of the meaning of life, the purpose of life, where the purpose of life is really love. But not a corporeal or biological or animal kind of love or a hormonal kind of love, but love which is connection above all crimes, above the distance, above the hate. There can't be love without hate. Love covers all crimes, meaning that love covers our ego. This is the only way that you can attain and feel love. There's no other way. This is the connection and separation we talked about. Yeah. Going back to the example you gave a few minutes ago of a baby and his mother. You said he loves her because she provides him with everything that he needs. We don't call this love. Okay, I'm putting that aside. Because also animals have that and so on. Okay, that's clear. I'm talking about when he grows up. He was a baby, he grows up. So researches show that growing up without love for a baby is something truly harmful, that some of this harm is later irreversible and so on. Why does that love that a person was given or not given influence him, influence a person's development so much? It's a problem. Because the baby didn't receive his emotional needs from his parents, especially from his mother. In our life, it's hard to get it from the father because he's working and everything, but the mother, she really tries to compensate for it. So he's lacking some kind of emotional needs. What exactly? This is what's called love. It's like food. Put a baby in some nursery, and he'll get all the food that he needs and everything. Besides love. So obviously, it's like food. It what nourishes his cells. It's not just warmth, the temperature that he has to feel, but he has to feel a relation. This is a kind of relation that a baby feels even more than we do. He feels it like an animal. He drinks this relation. And if it's missing, then really, these desires, they remain empty in him. And then, when he'll grow up, it's something that he'll truly miss. It'll be missing from his personality, that he didn't get the fulfillment, the education. It'll even be missing in his attitude toward life, toward his perception of reality. It's as though this special sense didn't develop in him. What sense? A sense to feel this relation called love. It's the biggest, highest, most important sense. What does love develop in a person, in that baby or in a person? We are feeling beings. And from all of those feelings that activate us, love is the highest, most exalted feeling, because again, it comes from that point that all of us came from that one root, our collective root. And if I'm not getting this love from my mother now, then I lose my connection to that root of creation that I'm no longer connected to. And then what do you do? I'm as if thrown in this world, like we send a spaceship to outer space, and that's it, it's gone. This is how a person feels, that he was born, but afterwards He was filled only on the levels of the still vegetative and the animate. He was not related to on the speaking degree. Okay, now let's ask about a normal child. He grew up with his mother's warmth and so on. And he grows up and he matures, he becomes an adult and so on. The need to be loved that previously was fulfilled by his mother. What happens now when he's a grown-up? What happens to this need? It doesn't disappear. It usually changes its form into its opposite. He hates people. He can't feel love from them because it wasn't developed in him, and so on. This is a person who grew up with a lack, but I'm talking about a normal person who got love from his parents, and he grew up, he was a child, and then a teenager and an adult. You said that the need to be loved is immersed in us from the very start, that we have to get it like food. Otherwise, we're like a spaceship in outer space. So suppose a normal child, he grew up with his mother's love and so on. Now, that need to be loved also exists in him now that he's a grown-up, right? Yeah. So what happens with it now? He expresses it in his family. Okay, so suppose he has a spouse. He or she doesn't matter. Now, let's look into that person's heart. He still has a need to be loved, right? And it doesn't only exist in people. Every part of creation has this need. Yeah. The need to be loved, it's like receiving, you called it nourishment, to be nourished. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, if I'm in a certain relationship and there's another person with me who also has the need to be loved, I want you to explain to me about these two directions. The one is that there's the need to feel loved, and there's also the need to love, to give love. Probably a mother has the need to give love to her baby. Yeah. Now, between two adults, each of them, if I look at their needs, they have the need to be loved. And a person also, does he have the need to give love, to love? Without a person showing, expressing his love, he can't feel the love of others towards himself. Why? Because he doesn't have the vessels, the necessary desires for it. Only to the extent to which I love someone, I can feel a relation of love towards myself. Otherwise, I don't understand what love is. I as if have to make the loving being out of myself, and then from that, I will understand an attitude of love toward me. Otherwise, I won't know. I'm treated nicely. Okay. Good. I'm given some present, someone does something good for me, smiles at me. I won't feel that it's love. I'll feel love if I develop in me a vessel that can give love, and then that vessel, it already works to the other direction in receiving love. And it can't be any other way. We said that receiving love is something very basic. Giving love. How do you teach a child to give love? For him to grow up and know how to give. You're saying that it's necessary even in order to know how to receive. Again, I have a problem with you because I don't want to talk about animate love on the animal level, but love that's really spiritual. What is spiritual love? Spiritual love, it's not that I love another person. Spiritual love is that I love another person without demanding them to love me in return. We can even say up to the point of devotion, soul devotion, that I simply love them without demanding anything in return. Above my ego, that the main thing for me is to love the other without demanding anything in return. This is spiritual love. And why is it important for you to love the other, another person? It's important for me to love the other person because it's another step forward, that this way I develop in me love for the whole of creation and the upper force. A kind of transition, it's like an intermediate phase toward an even greater love. Therefore, starting with the Big Bang, where all of us were together in this one particle of energy, and until now, it all developed only in order for us to once again reach a need to be like in that initial particle, in that one particle. And we can go back to that only because we want to love the other. And the other, or others, it's everything besides myself. And then I feel in the other that it's the upper force that has created us and has developed us this way. And then we truly reach love towards him and feel his love towards us. Dr. Lightman, this was amazing. Unfortunately, our time is up. But still, one tiny last question. How do you define love? The love. What is it? The great love is that I position my ego how? In favor of others, to the benefit of others, completely and entirely. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.